Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Irvin Daf Pei Dalid. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 13 lines from the top of Pei Dalet, about a third of the way down from the top. You'll notice a triangle in the middle of the line. We actually are in the middle of a discussion that we started during our previous shiur, so we recommend getting the background necessary to get back into this discussion by learning our previous shiur, especially the last part of that shiur. So just to, not to summarize, but just to get into the main point, we are discussing a form of competition of forces between a higher level and a lower level, people located above a chotzer and people dwelling in the chotzer, relative to something that's protruding from the chotzer floor. The Gemara termed this as, back on Pei Gimel Amud Beis, the final double underline, and we said to take advantage of illustration 32 in order to appreciate this, illustration 32 in the Pirush Chai, that you could see on page 171. Where one was b'shilshul, that has to do with lowering, their access to it was through lowering, and that means a lowering of at least 10 tfachim. V'lozeh b'zrika, the people located in the lower courtyard had access to the protrusion by throwing something upwards of at least 10 tfachim from the floor to the top of this entity. We saw a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav said that when you have a situation like that where both chatzeros had access to it, one b'shulshul and one b'zrika, they were considered on equal footing, thereby imposing a restriction, one on the other. Neither one can use this protrusion to place things on it from their respective chatzeros. Shmuel, however, says that when this is the competition, one is b'shilshul and the other is b'zrika, being that shilshul, in Shmuel's opinion, is an easier form of access, they win. They're considered the sole force, being that they have greater ease of access. We pointed out, by way of our markings, the triangles appear in this sugi in two different directions. So with the triangle point facing upwards, this will be an attempt to prove like Shmuel. So now we continue in the Gemara. Tanan, Chuyas Habor Vahasela, a pit that has a rim around it, or a rock that's protruding in a courtyard, Shehein Gavoyin Asora, if they have a height of 10 tfachim, La Mirpesis. It then becomes the use of the Mirpesis. And that's a reference to, at this point, we think we're talking about people living in an attic positioned above a balcony, which of course is all positioned above a chotzer. So if the protrusion is 10 tfachim from the floor of the chotzer, it's granted to the people living in the attic. Pochos mikan, if the protrusion is less than 10 tfachim, lechotzer. Then it goes to the people in the chotzer. Now, at this point then, you would, the fact that it says Lamer Pesis, which we dashed underlined, and their access, the people living in the attic above the balcony, their access to this Chuyas Habor, or the Sela, is through Shilshul, as opposed to the people in the Chotzer, whose access to it is through Zrika, who wins out, the people in the Merpesis. That is like Shmuel, and a problem for Rav. Rav had said, when you have one is b'shilshul and the other is b'zrika, they're considered on equal footing and both would be prohibited. Omar Rav Huna, lo'isan hadorim b'mirpesis. This, by the way, this reference to Rav Huna was quoted at the end of our previous shiur, and here is the source for that comment made of Rav Huna. This means that it's we're describing people not living in an attic above the Mirpesis, but people living right off the Mirpesis, the Mirpesis being the balcony. And hence, their access to the Chuyas Habor, or the Sela, that are 10 Tfochim above the Chotzer, their access is considered Bepesach, using the terms that we discussed in our previous shiur. And when you have two forces, one is Bepesach and the other is Bezrika, so obviously the one who has easier access wins. So there's no question on Rav from this source. The Gemara says, Tenach Sela. So this explanation will hold true for the case of a rock protrusion. Bor Mai Kolomemar. What about the case of the pit? Is it not so that in the case of the pit, the people in the Chotzer, their access to the pit is, they have to throw their pail above the rim, which eventually then ends up down in the pit. So their access is through Zrika, whereas the people that are living in the Mirpeses, living right off the Mirpeses, their access is vis-a-vis the pit is through Shilshul. And yet the Mishnah says that when you have in the case of the Chuyas Habor, it goes to the people on the Mirpeses. So with regard to the Bor, it would seem that you have Lozeb Shilshul, the people on the Mirpeses, and Lozeb Zrika, the people in the courtyard, and it says you give it to the people that are Beshilshul, the people on the Mirpeses. That's like Shmuel, not like Rav. Omer Yitzchok Brei to Rav Yehuda, Hocho, the Bor Maleo Mayim Askinon. Here we're talking about a pit that is filled to the brim, means to the brim of the chulia, and hence the water level, being that we're dealing with the people living right off the Mirpeses, the water level for them is pesach, is easy access. There's no real lowering involved. So it's not a case of lozeh b'shilshul v'lozeh b'pesach. The Gemara asks, v'ha chasra, but when you, after water is drawn, so the water level lowers, and it would still go to the Mirpeses, being, again, a problem for Rav. So Rav will answer you, Kevon dechimal yosharia, since when the pit is full to the brim, it's mutter for the people in the, on the Mirpeses, ki chosrin amisharia, even when the water level is diminished, it still remains mutter. The Gemara asks, Adarabba, well, couldn't you argue to the contrary? Kevon dechichosra asira, kimalyo nami asira. Since when it becomes diminished, it would present a restriction, using Rav's mindset, because it would be lozeh b'shilshul v'lozeh b'zrika, so kimalyo nami asira. Even when it's full, it should be prohibited. And yet the source doesn't learn like that. Elo Omar Abaye. Here's another approach to defend Rav. Hocha bebor maleo peiros askinon. We're talking about a pit that's filled with fruit. The Gemara asks the same question as we said before, v'ho chasri. So what? It's filled with fruit. But doesn't the level, once people draw from it, so the level is diminished. And it's not a case then anymore of lozeh b'pesach. So why would the Anshei Mirpeses be the ones granted use? Answer, betivla. We're talking about fruits that are tevel. They're untithed, and hence you can't draw from them on Shabbos. They're muktzah. So the pit will remain full, and we would be talking about a case like you can see illustrated in illustration 37, where the person would be using the top of the fruits, placing things on there, and vis-a-vis the merpeses, so it's bepesach, as opposed to people in the Chotzer, where access to the top of this full pit is Bezrika. So far, though, it's not an illustration of our original controversy between Rav and Shmuel of lozeh b'shilshul v'lozeh b'zrika. Daika nami, in fact, by careful reading, you can see that the case of the pit is, in fact, a pit that's filled with inaccessible fruits, or forbidden fruits. De Konami, by careful reading, you can see this, the Kotoni Dumyo de Sela. It teaches the case of the pit in the context of a rock, so that the pit is in fact something that is like the rock, where it's it's just a matter of zrika, of height. We're using the top of it. And Rashi adds, when the Gemara says dumi d'sela, I mean the she'eno chotzer. Chotzer. It's not a pit that has anything missing from it, but rather it's filled to the top, just like the rock is something that has height to it, and you're dealing with using the top of the rock. The Gemara continues, v'loma li l'misne bor, v'loma li l'misne sela. Why do I need to have both of these cases if they're basically describing the same phenomenon? Tzricha, I need both. The yashmin and sela, had the Mishnah taught me just the case of the sela, that you have a sela that's protruding 10 tfochim above the ground, and it's therefore close to the mirpeses, it's pesach for the mirpeses and zricha for the chotzer. So I would have thought, in that case, we give it to the mirpesis. The leko lemigzar, there's no reason for making a gezera, some type of restrictive ruling. Avol bor, but when it comes to a pit, ligzor zimnin demaya peris misukonim, maybe we should not allow use of the pit, even if it's filled with tevel, untied fruits, because there are other cases where the pit might be filled with useful fruits, fruits that have been tithed. Misukonim means they've already been tithed. And in that case, the fruits will be drawn from it. And using Rav's opinion, it would be then a case of shilshul, and that would be reason for prohibition. Tzricha, therefore, we need to tell you that when it's filled with untithed fruits, you can use it, and we're not going to impose a gzera in anticipation of it being filled with peros misukonim. Toshma. Now the triangle takes on a different direction. The point is facing down. So as we go on through the Gemara, you'll notice there's a long marking. So we'll eventually see something in favor of Rav and not in favor of Shmuel. So the source says, Anshe chotzer v'anshe aliyah sheshachachu v'lo irvu. People living in a courtyard and people living in an upper story that forgot and did not make a joint eruv. Anshe chotzer mishtamshin ba'asora tachtoinim. The people in the chotzer use the bottom 10 tvochim of whatever is protruding, whatever is available from the bottom 10 tvochim, they can use. Anshe aliyah mishtamshin ba'asora helyoinim. And the people in the of the attic, of the upper story, use the upper 10 tvochim. Ketzad. What is an illustration of this? So we will take advantage of illustration 38 at the top of page 173 in the Pirush Chai. What do we see in that? We see a wall, and we see balconies or protrusions issuing forth from the wall. So let's continue reading in our source. Ketzad ziz yoytze min hakoisel. Ziz, this type of protrusion from, is extending from the wall. Lamato me'asor lechotzer, if it's within 10 tfochim of the ground, so the people in the chotzer have use of that. Lamalo me'asor la'aliyah, if it's more than 10 tfochim, so then it goes to the people in the aliyah. We then are medayik from this. We infer ha debeni beni usr, but something that's in the middle, that means that it's between the upper 10 tfochim and the lower 10 tfochim, that would be usr. Now, if you imagine something, you could see in the illustration, picture 38, the bays mark. That is a protrusion that's more than 10 tfochim below the upper window, and it's more than 10 tfochim above the lower window. That's usur. Then that's usur. Why? Well, because as far as the upper window is, as far as the attic people, the people in the aliyah, access to that bays marked protrusion, it would be beshilshul. And vis-a-vis the people in the chotzer, their access to it would be bezrika. And we're inferring that for both of them it is usur. That is like Rav's opinion. The Gemara responds, Omer Rav Nachman, Hocha b'koisel tisha asar askinon, v'ziz yoytze mimenu. Here, in this Tanaic source, we're talking about a wall, the total height is 19 tvochim. being that the total height in question is 19 tefachim, you don't have a situation of in the middle, the baini baini, the gray area, so to speak, that middle ground, which is more than 10 below the upper window and more than 10 above the chotzer, because the whole height here is 19 tefachim. This you can see illustrated in 39, illustration 39, once again on page 173. And as such, the Gemara explains, it spells out the case, lemato me'asora, if it's within 10 of the chotzer, it becomes lozeh bepesach v'lozeh b'shilshul. As far as the people in the chotzer are concerned, it's easy access for them because it's within 10 tefachim of the floor. And as far as the aliyah is concerned, it's going to be more than 10 tefachim from their window, so it's called b'shilshul. And we know that when one side, one of the parties has easy access and the other it's more difficult, it goes to the people that have easy access. In the same illustration, lamala me'asora, if you have a ziz that's more than 10 tefachim from the ground, so by definition, since we're talking about a total of 19 tefachim, it's within 10 tefachim of the aliyah. So when you have a case like that, it's lozeh bepesach, lozeh bezrika. For the people in the aliyah, it's within 10 tefachim of their window, so it's bepesach, it's easy access. And for the people in the chotzer, being that it's more than 10 tefachim from the floor, it's called bezrika, and naturally it will go to the people that are bepesach, in this case, the b'nei aliyah. We continue at the top of Omid Beis. Again, we have an inverted triangle, so at first glance, this will be an attempt to prove in favor of Rav. Ta Shema. And have in mind that we'll be using illustrations on page 173 of the Pirush Chai as we go along. Shtei Gizustros, Zu Lamalo Mizu. Gizustros are balconies. And you can see this illustrated in the bottom, illustration 41 on page 173. You have two balconies, one is higher than the other. Osu le'elyona velo osu le'tachtona. These balconies extend above water, as you can see illustrated, and a mechitza was made. A mechitza is, or we should say, a hole was made in the upper balcony with a mechitza. You can see there's a mechitza, a wall around that balcony with a hole descending through it. In such a case, they made this mechitza for the upper one, v'lo osu latachtona, and they did not make a mechitza for the lower balcony. Shtehen asuros ad shi'arvu. They are both asur until they make a joint eruv. There is a Rashi that gives us some more background to this. The Rashi Dibra Maschil at the top of the page, Shteg Zustros, Masnisenhi, Zustroshi Lamalo Min Hayam, a balcony above the sea, above the water, Shnei Zizin Bolton Min Aliyah, Shal Svas Hayam, there are two beams protruding from the wall, the Koivin Nisar Mizelazen, they place boards from one beam to the other, the Gizustro forming a balcony, and that's what you can see illustrated. Utanan ein mamalin mimena b'shabbos. One is not allowed to draw water from it. Lefi shal gzustro is reshus hayochid shegavua ruchav harbe. The gzustro represents a private domain which has a great amount of width to it and its height, and it's attached to a private domain by yom karmelis, and the sea is a karmelis type domain which represents a rabbinic prohibition of drawing from a karmelis to a private domain unless elim kein osu la mechitza sora. As long as they made a mechitza, a fence around the merpesis, whether it be above the merpesis or below the merpesis. You can see in illustration 40 an example of a mechitza below the merpesis. Mechitza has a height of the walls of that partition, of that enclosure, measure 10 tefachim. And then, shechokik nekev, arba, kein pi. Bore, there's a hole measuring 4 by 4 tvochim, like the entrance to a pit. V'oisin mechitzas yivosav l'malu l'mato m'shalshel d'li u'memale. And we make walls around this 4x4 opening. The walls might be above, might be below, and then you can lower a pail into the water and draw water through this opening. We view the walls as if they go down into the water. As we've learned in the first parak, that we have a leniency with regard to walls over water, that it's as if they extend down to the water, and we can rely on that, even though it's tlui, even though it's suspended. The next Rashi, Shnei Kususro Zu Lamalamizu, the Ein Chuvana Zu Al Zu, they're not one literally above the other. Elamashuchos Zu Mikenegat Zu Besoch Arba, they're drawn away from one another within four Tvachim. The Osu Lel Yoina Hanekev Vamachitza, and they made a hole in the balcony in the upper one with a wall around it. The Lo Osu Latachtona, but they didn't do the same for the lower balcony. And the idea would be that if the on Shabbos the people of the lower balcony would throw a pail up to the upper one, and it would then go down through the hole. This is all illustrated, and their hope would be to draw water. However, that would be true if they made an Eruv joining their two domains together. However, in the event that they did not make an Eruv, so it says, we're saying here, they would be prohibited. Shtehen Asurin, Rashi goes on to say, Shtehen Asurin Lamalos Mitnei Shereshus Shtehen Shaltos Bo. Both are usher to use this hole because both have control. Another nice assumption that's being made here is that the formation of the mechitzos, the manufacture, the building of the mechitzos was done by both people, the people of the lower chutz, the lower gezustra, and the upper people. Alma, what do we see from all of this? The upper people's use of the mirpesis and the drawing of the water would be through mere lowering the pail through their hole. So tashmish milizeh b'shilshul shemashal shalam, the use of their hole is through lowering directly into the sea. Ulevnei tachtona bezriko v'shilshul, and the tachtona have their access to the hole in the upper balcony that has the mechitza is through zriko. They have to throw the pail upwards. The kotoni shtein asuros. And it teaches here that both are prohibited. And all the more so where the lower chutzir's access is through simple zrika. That if, mind you, in a case where their access is kind of difficult, it's zrika and shilshul, they nevertheless neutralize and impose restriction on the upper gezustra, who's only b'shilshul, certainly where the lower chutzir's access is with greater ease, will they continue to impose a restriction on the upper balcony. So, to make a long story short, we have a source that supports Rav's opinion. Omar Rav Ado Bar Ahava, the Gemara, we continue on the third line from the top. Rav Ado Bar Ahava says, Beboin b'nei tachtono derech elyono lamalos. What happened here is that the B'nai Tachtona prepared a ladder. And you can see an illustration of this on page 174, illustration 42. As a result of this, the people in the lower chutzir are really on the same footing as people in the lower balcony are on the same footing, because they don't throw their pail up, but rather they climb up to the upper chotzer, and both have the same use. They're both through shilshul. Well, in a case where they are both on the same footing, which will be in the, this is of course in defense of Shmuel, then it's obvious that one imposes a restriction on the other. Abaye Omar, Kigon. Now, we have to note that this is a very long marking, so that we need to go through all of these lines to appreciate what Abaye is about to say. Abaye Omar, Kigon, de Kaimin, Besoch, Asora, de Hadodi. That these two balconies are within 10 tfochim of one another. We take a look at Rashi, Kigon de Kaimi Bego Asor Dadoli, Rashi on the third line under the Gemara text, Sheinu Yonu Gevoa Mitachton Asorah. The upper balcony is not 10 tfochim higher than the lower balcony. Even though one has easier use than the other, because the lower one has a little bit of zrika together with the lower wing. There is lo tikshi. We're not going to favor the upper one over the lower one. The time of the hocho lav mishum tashmish. Here the problem is not one of use who has easier use than the other. Elamishum the kevon de bego asora dadoli kaimen. Shmuel explains that here, since these two domains, these two balconies, are within 10 tvochim of one another, ein rishus shlishis lazu below zu. There isn't a third consideration, one without the other. Vafilu lozeb pesach. Even, mind you, even if one of these was has easier use, he's bepesach, obviously that's what is the case over here, the upper chotzer has easier use than the lower one. She'ein filik rishus b'nehem. The kevon she'ein filik rishus b'nehem, since they're within 10 tfochim of one another, so we don't have a division of domains. So to... The main point is that since they're within 10 tfochim of one another, so they both have influence, they're both considered having influence one on the other, and therefore they impose a restriction one on the other. We turn back to the Gemara, Velo Mibaya Ko'omar, and the source that spoke about the two platforms, the two gezustros, is in the Lo Mibaya form. The literally is, I don't have to tell you. And that will become clear as we go on in the Gemara. Lo mibaya osu l'tachtona v'lo osu l'elyoino. I don't have to tell you where they made a mechitza for the lower one and not for the upper one. The asiri, that they do nevertheless aser one on the other. The kevon de bego asor dadodi kaimin, asron adodi, that since they're within 10 tfochim of one another, they impose a restriction one on the other. Elo afilu osu le'elyoino velo osu le'tachtona. But even in a case where they made a mechitza for the upper one and not for the lower one, salkadei techamino, I would have thought, kevon de lozeh benachas v'lozeh bekoshe, since for the use of the upper one and their drawing of the water is with ease, whereas for the lower one they would have to throw the pail up above the wall and then eventually down through the hole, which is bekoshe. So I would have thought, leisvei lozeh shetashmisho benachas, let's grant the use of the platform of the balcony and the drawing of the water to the people in the upper, on the upper balcony. Komash Malon, what this source is telling us is Kevon de Bego Asora Kaimen, since they are within 10 tfochim of one another, Asron Ahadodi. It's the fact, the mere proximity of one to the other that imposes a restriction. As Rashi said before, regardless of ease of use, that's not going to be a factor here in determining who gets it. But the proximity of one to the other is the problem. Kiha the Omer Rav Nachman or Shmuel, like the case taught by Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel, and here we need to take advantage of the illustrations that you find on page 174. He teaches the following case: Gag Hasomuch L'Rishus Rabim. There is a roof that is close to a public thoroughfare. Now, your standard gag, your standard roof is more than 10 tfochim above the street. Yet we say, tzorach sulam kavua lahatiro. You need to have a permanent ladder that would link together the people of the aliyah, as you can see illustrated, with the gag, thereby detaching it, the influence of the b'nei rishus harabim. And we're medayik here, sulam kavua, in sulam aroi lo. It has to be a permanent ladder, not a temporary ladder. My taimo, well, why is this? How does the rishus harabim have any influence once we know that the gag has no relevance to the public? Why should the rishus harabim have any influence? So lav mishum de kevon de besoch asora de hadodi kaimi asron adodi. Is it not because they are within 10 tfochim of one another that they have an influence one on the other? So far, this case, even though we read the Gemara, might still appear to be quite vague. But we will find by learning Rashi how things become much clearer. So let's do this together. Rashi, the lower part of the page, Gag hasomuch lishus harabim, she'eno mukaf chotzer l'chol tzigav. You're talking about a roof that's not surrounded by a chotzer on all its sides. Elotzino echod rishus harabim. One side of the gag faces a public thoroughfare. Ustam gag of vasara. Your basic gag, your basic roof is 10 tfochim high. Tzorch sulam kavua min ho aliyah legag. You need to have a permanent ladder leading from the aliyah, as you can see that in the illustration, from the aliyah is the second story, to the roof. La tiro letaltel min mirpeses legag, to allow any carrying from the mirpeses to the roof. From the mirpeses is from the balcony to the roof. The e ovid le sulam, if they make a ladder from the balcony to the roof. So goli daite de salke legag mikoach rishus harabim. This shows us that they have detached, in a legal sense, the gag from the influence of the rishus harabim, of the public thoroughfare. The ihu nichole lishdamushe bayan, he, people living on the aliyah, want to use the roof. Sulam aroi, however, we said if it's a permanent, a temporary type ladder, kevon de mislik lay, since the you can remove the ladder, kemanda lesehu, it would be viewed in our mind's eye as if it's not there. My taimo, Rashi goes on, ho gag ze eno litash mishpenei rishus harabim klal, this roof isn't designed for the public use. So why do I need the ladder here to detach or remove the gag from the public thoroughfare? Lav mishum, is it not because de bahochi askinon, de lo gavio mirpeses asor mishus harabim? The problem here is that the mirpeses, this balcony that on which the ladder sits that leads to the roof, that this the balcony itself is within 10 tfochim of the rishus harabim, and you can see this illustrated in the in illustration 44, where the bays appears that shows the mirpeses being within 10 tfochim of the rishus harabim. Omimeno, and from that mirpeses oilim legag, you would rise, you would climb up to the roof. Upachos me asora hu la, from the mirpeses to the gag is less than 10 tfochim. Almo, afagav de mirpeses kepesach, ulivnei rishus harabim eino roi, even though the mirpeses is like, you would say, is easy use vis-a-vis the roof, and as far as the rishus harabim, the gag is not designed for them, ulivnei rishus harabim eino roi, nevertheless, kevon de mirpeses rishus harabim bego asura daldoti, since the balcony is within 10 tfochim of the public thoroughfare, Asri Adodi. It's that 10 tefach, or that within 10 tefach measure that is of concern to us, and therefore the B'nai Rishus Rabbim influence on the Mir Peses. The E Lav Hochi Taimo Mainu. If not for that, what reason would you need to have the latter in the first place? So what we've tried to do over here, and again we have to rely on our illustrations, the positioning of the Mirpeses being within 10 tefachim of the Rishus HaRabim shows us that the Rishus HaRabim has an influence over the Mirpeses, and as such the people in the Aliyah would be under the prohibition imposed by the B'nai Rishus HaRabim unless they establish a permanent ladder that would demonstrate how the B'nai Aliyah are the ones interested in having control over the roof, thereby removing the B'nai Rishus HaRabim from the picture. The Gemara, though, continues. Maskif lo Rav Popo. Rav Popo is doche the raya that the regarding this gag being under the influence of the Rishus HaRabim simply by virtue of the fact that it's that the Mirpeses which leads to the gag is within 10 tefachim. The Dilmo kisherabim mekasfin olav bekumsa v'sudra. There's an illustration that applies to this. Illustration 46. And what we are going to be saying here is that the B'nai Rishus HaRabim use the Mirpeses, even if the Mirpeses is more than 10 tefachim from the Rishus HaRabim, and they use it for their hats and their turbans. Let's take a look at the Rashi, who spells this out as well. Bekumsa v'sudra. Shirigilin lo seis olav b'chol kovin umafuris. The public is used to using this during the weekdays for their hats and their turbans. It's common use for them for these light type burdens. Even though it's too high for resting heavy packages on it, this Rashi is giving you background from the Gemara in Shabbos, which mentions Tisha Chazu Chosef of Losor Lo, that only if something is 9 tefachim protruding from the Rishus HaRabim is it useful to the Rishus HaRabim, but something 10 is not. That's true when you're dealing with something that's heavy. During the summer hot months, people will take their hats off or their turbans off until the wind blows, cooling off their heads. Therefore, the B'nai Rishus HaRabim will have an influence over this setup, even if the Mirpeses is not within 10 tefachim of the ground. And as a result of this, so we're not dealing with the prohibition featured in this particular halacha of Shmuel of Gaga, Somach Lishus HaRabim, and the need for the Sum Kavua is not because of being within 10 tefachim, but rather it's a function of the use of the B'nai Rishus HaRabim of this entity that imposes the restriction. So with that in mind, we can't necessarily rely on Abaye's explanation of something being within 10 tefachim, which was designed to be a defense of Shmuel's position in the face of the attack from the case of the Shnei Gzustros, and the issue is left basically as a machlokes Rav and Shmuel regarding lozeh the shilshul, the lozeh the pesach. Before we conclude, let us just remind you. Let's correct ourselves. Lozeh b'shilshul, lozeh b'zrika. That was the machlokis between Rav and Shmuel that we have seen from back from Daf Pei Gimel. But as far as the masa umatan, the discussion of the Gemara is concerned, the Gemara leaves that off at this point. Before we conclude, let us just remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.